we all know, the Nes of Chanukah took place during the Bayis Sheni. Now, it says in Chazal that there were many differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The level of Hashras HaShechina in the first Beis HaMikdash was much greater. You had the Aron and a full level of Hashras HaShechina. And in the Bayis Sheni, the Hashras HaShechina was on a much lower Madrega. However, it's brought down from Chazal that even though the Hashras HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni was on a lower Madrega, but Dafka, and specifically, during the time of the Bayis Sheni, the Hoid Vahadora Vigdulasa of Torah Shabbal Peh was revealed and Nesgala. Not during the Bayis Rishon, when there was Hashras HaShechina. Rather, in the Bayis Sheni, when there was a minimal, a lacking of Hashras HaShechina, Dafka at that time, the splendor, the Hoid Vahadora, and the Gdulasa, the Gavasa, the Izuza, it says in the Lashonis, when it's Gala, the Avtar Shabbat Peh, when it's Gala. Of course, to understand exactly what these things are, Hoid, Vahadora, Gdulasa, Gavasa, Izuza, it's hard for us to understand. But I want to try at least to bring out one idea. What is the inyan of this greatness of Torah that was specifically Nisgala at the time of the Bayis Sheni when there was a minimal Hashras HaShechina and couldn't come during the first Beis HaMikdash? When we think about the Nes of Chanukah, the first thing that comes to our mind, of course, is the Nes of the Shemen. That the Shemen lasted the Nes for 8 days. And that's what it says in the Gemara and Shabbos. However, it says in other places in Chazal, it's brought down in Sfarim, that there was something else that went on by this Nes of Chanukah, before the Nes of the Shemen. When Klal Yisrael re-entered the Beis HaMikdash, which was in such bad shape after the Yevonim were there, it says that they came, and besides finding the Pach Shemen, which we know about, they also found material to build the menorah. The original menorah of Zav wasn't available for the Hadlakas Aneiros, and they had to make a new menorah. And they found in the Beis HaMikdash Shpudin Shel Barzel. They found rods of metal, of iron, and they took that, and it says in the Medrash that they coated it with a lever, with a covering of wood, a wooden covering over these Shpudin Shel Barzel, and they made out of that a makeshift menorah, and over there they lit the Shemen that lasted B'derech Nes. And it says in that Medrash, in the Psikta, that the finding of the Barzel, the finding of the Shpudin Shel Barzel, is attributed as a Nes. That was also a Nes. Not just was the Shemen a Nes, the finding of the material to build this menorah was also considered a Nes. Kanira, didn't belong there, this Barzel and this Eitz in the Beis HaMikdash, after all the Tumah and Churban that the Yevanim caused, and they found it. They found the Shpudin Shel Barzel, and they made the menorah. So we see from over here that the Nes of Chanukah is not just about the Hadlakas HaShemen. The Nes of Chanukah is also about the menorah, the specific menorah of Shpudin Shel Barzel that they coated in Eitz. And of course, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a Nes of finding Shpudin Shel Barzel, it must be coming to teach us something. What's the remez of this Nes of the Shpudin Shel Barzel? And not only that, Chazal make a point of saying they didn't just take the metal and make a menorah out of it, they coated the metal with wood. What's the big deal? They coated it, they didn't coat it. Obviously, this makeshift menorah was a far cry from the beautiful golden menorah that the Beis HaMikdash had. So, whatever they used, they used. They used metal, they used a little bit of wood. Who cares? Why is that relevant to the Nes that they also were mechape, that they coated this barzel with wood? So, it's possible that the idea is as follows. The menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash, it says in Chazal, and many, many Sfarim speak about, that the menorah, together with the neiros that were lit, was a remez to Chochmas HaTorah, Chochma of Torah Shebal Peh. And through the menorah, that was the Hashpah of Torah Shebal Peh to Klal Yisrael. Like it says in the Gemara, HaRoitze SheYachkim Yadrim, if someone wants to be Zoicha to Chochma, Chochmas HaTorah, when he's davening, he should tilt himself to the Dorim. And Simin L'Davar, Menorah B'Dorim. The menorah was in the darim, so if you want to get chachma, tilt yourself to the darim. Why is that the siman? Because the menorah is the makar of chachma. The menorah and the fire in the menorah is the makar of chachma satorah. And the emes, in the menorah there's two parts. You have the esh of the menorah, the fire, the candles of the menorah, and you have the menorah itself that carries and holds these candles. And that's what it is by Torah. The esh of the menorah is a remez, is a siman to Torah or. Torah is a fire. And that's the esh of the menorah. But you can't have an esh just floating in midair. You need a keli to carry that esh. And that was the rest of the menorah, the golden menorah, was the keli that carried that esh of the Torah. And that's the way we're supposed to be also. The Torah that we learn is the fire, and we have to be the keli that carries that fire of the Torah. Now, it's very interesting. In the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was unique from all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. All the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash were man-made, and it needed a lot of chokhmah, Bezalel, but it was able to be man-made, made by man. Those were all the kelim. However, the menorah, it says in Chazal, like we all know, that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha in the menorah. The menorah was very difficult. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself couldn't even understand how to do it. Until it had to be made by itself through a nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They threw it into the fire and out came a menorah. The menorah couldn't be man-made, unlike all the other kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the inyan of that? The inyan possibly means as follows. That because the menorah is the keli that's carrying the Torah, the esh of the Torah, that kli, that keli that carries it, has to be perfect. Torah, the esh of the Torah, to go into something that's imperfect, imperfection, that can't go together. Torah, the fire of the Torah, needs something perfect. And how smart and chacham Bezalel was, Moshe Rabbeinu was, perfection is only from Hashem. Whenever there's human hands involved, it's lacking the full level of perfection. Perfection is only from Hashem. So the menorah, which is supposed to be carrying the fire of the Torah, had to be perfect. So Memela Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even get to do it, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoy deva atzmei through a nes was able to make the menorah. And that was the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And this menorah now that happened at the time of Chanukah was the polar opposite of that menorah. It was the most simple menorah, makeshift of barzel and some eitz, the exact opposite of that menorah. What's the inyan? The inyan is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave us the Torah by Maimon Har Sinai, so we had to learn the Torah. And just like the menorah was perfect, the loymed HaTorah, in order to be zoicha to Torah properly, also had to be perfect. It makes sense that you could be zoicha to the esh of Torah with all your imperfections, perfect yourself, become perfect, and then the Torah will be with you. And if not, not. As imperfect as you are, that's as imperfect as your Torah will be also. That's the remez of the menorah. The menorah was the menorah of Zav, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most perfection, the best material, and the most perfect creation. That's what Hashem made. But as time went on, and there's Yirida Sadoris, and perfection became out of reach, so there was a problem. How could we be zaycha to carry within us the esh of the Torah? There's imperfections, there's Yirida Sadoris. What happened by the Nes of Chanukah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us that at this point, when perfection is out of reach, so the Torah finds its way to Bichal, even in Shpudin Shel Barzel. Take the most simple kelim, whatever you could put together, take the most simple kelim, the Shpudin Shel Barzel, and the Esh of the Torah could be there also. That was Nischadesh in the Nes of Chanukah. Besides the fact that the Shemen was Doilek, the Nes of Chanukah was that you could even take the Shpudin Shel Barzel. There was a change over here, because imperfection, the Choshech, became so dominant in the world, and imperfection became out of reach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the opportunity and the option of Torah being aflame even in Shpudin Shel Barzel. And that was the remez of the nes of the Shpudin Shel Barzel. Yeah, the menorah of Zav is not here now, and you can't light in that perfection. But the Shpudin Shel Barzel, take what you have, put it together, and the Torah will be there too. Possibly, that's the hoyd v'hadara and the gedulasa shel Torah. The Torah is so great, it doesn't even need any help. It doesn't need the help of a menorah shel zav. The beauty and the glory of the Torah is that it can be anywhere, even on Shpudin shel Barzel, even on the lower Madrega. Torah is chal, and Torah could burn any place. Torah could be a flame in any keli whatsoever. That's from the godless of Torah. If something is limited, that it could only be in the best environment, it's limited. The Torah is not limited. Gedulasa, hoida, v'ziva of Torah, that it shines even from this choshech, even from the Shpudin shel Barzel. That's the remez of the Shpudin shel Barzel. And, however, Chazal revealed to us another point. A person might say, wow, the Torah could be on Shpudin shel Barzel. I could be a Ben Torah, I could learn Torah with Shpudin shel Barzel. So the ambition to refine ourselves and perfect ourselves to be a clay kibble for the Torah is not important. Yeah, okay, whatever it is, even Shpudin shel Barzel, no matter what it is. That Chazal tell us, no. Shpudin shel Barzel is fine, if that's all you could do. If you could do a little bit more, Shpudin shel Barzel is not enough. That's the remez of the eights. Yeah, Shpudin shel Barzel, plain, or Shpudin shel Barzel coated with some wood, doesn't make much of a difference if you look at the menorah shel zav and the Beis HaMikdash. But they could do the eights, they could have made it a little better. A little better is what you have to do. If all you have is Shpudin shel Barzel and you can't do anything more, it'll be there on Shpudin shel Barzel. If you could do a drop more, do that drop more, do the eights. If you're not going to do it, then it's puzzle. You have to do the best that you could, even though it's still far cry from what it could be and what it should be. But you could add that little bit of eights, that also is going to make the menorah. And that's the limbo that we have from Chanukah. And Chanukah, like everyone knows, is the yomtif of the golus. As the golus goes on and the choshech becomes more, the kalim that carry the ish of the Torah become more and more simple, further and further away from the menorah shel zav. But we have to remember these two yesodos. Number one, any keli, the gedulasa, hoida b'hadara of Torah is that the Torah could reach any place. The Torah could be carried in any kalim. There's no limit to what the Torah could do. But on the other hand, we have to do what we can do. Don't think, oh, it's anyway so ugly, it's anyway not so nice. What could I do? No, that little bit of more, that covering in eights is also something. And that's our job. Once we did the most that we could do, then the Aur of Torah could shine in us just like it did before. And that's the limbo that we have from the Siyamtif of Chanukah. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we should also all be Zaycha to Aura Shal Torah.